With you a few collection of ideas, short ideas, for my new go-to sefer, Das Konisa, from the Gibbs, Rabbi Yitzchok Zalman Gibbs. He has some very nice ideas, a collection of ideas relating to the sugya of Mishenichnas Av, Mematin Besimcha. This week is Mevorchin Chodesh Av. I'm all mixed up, right? Mevorchin Chodesh Av is this Shabbos. So Mishnichnas Av says in Chazal Mematin B'Simcha. So he right away touched upon, we learned in the Aruch HaShulchan, what does it mean Mematin? And does Mematin mean we scale back, or does it mean we stop cold turkey? Zero. So he cites the Morgan Avraham. Morgan Avraham says it means zero. Mematin is Lav Dafka, and it means you go down the Ein Morgan Avraham She'ein Semechim Klal. It means zero.
What do you do with a guy who's down before that?
A guy who has no simcha to begin with. Okay. So here he says, now what does it mean? So we learned, so interesting, he go here, quotes, we discussed yesterday, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, what is an example of mematim b'simcha? He says, you don't drink wine and you do not eat meat. Now we learned in the Aruch HaShulchan, that's not the reason why you don't drink wine and meat. Meat and wine has nothing to do with simcha, has to with a zecher for the karbonos. So he says, and he quotes a Ritva, and the Ritva says, no, the reason why we don't eat meat, we don't eat wine, is because ein simcha ela devos b'yayin. Now, like we said, that was an afkamim to make a seam, right? That was an afkamim we discussed. You make a seam. Is it appropriate? Is it time? Is it ikatam because of the Beis Hamikdash, or is it because of simcha? And therefore, what's the proof? The proof is, and that therefore it's proof to the Morgan Avraham, because the Morgan Avraham says that if you take the word ein, if we understand that the reason why we do not drink wine and eat meat is because mema'atin b'simcha. So it should be very simple. And mema'atin b'simcha means we diminish in percentage. So if the whole year round you have a portion of meat, you have a portion of meat that's a full-sized portion of meat. So during the 9 days, mema'atin, only you have a half a piece of meat. The portion size should be reduced. It should be reduced. That would be mematin. We do less. The fact that the halacha is that we don't eat meat, period. We don't drink wine, period. And if we assume the reason why we don't eat meat and drink wine is because of the principle of mematin b'simcha, so that is a raya. That is a raya. That mematin means zero. Mematin does not mean that we go down. It means we go down to zero. Okay, next idea. Next interesting idea is, how many months are they really going to be this month? We have 12 months, so Mevorchim Chodesh, in Shul, how do they announce it? Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, no, that's not what they say. What do they say? It's the cause of the Rosh Chodesh Menachem of Yebiyoim Hasheni. Abolin Valkol Yisrael Latoiva. Who says it Menachem? Where did Menachem of come from? Rosh Chodesh Av. Where did the Menachem? So you don't want to say Av because it's a bad mazel, it's a bad month. So you append to the word Av, it should be a source of Nechama. Okay, now he quotes here an amazing Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, now the Chassam Sofer is touching upon another issue. This principle of Mematin B'Simcha, well, let's take another example. Let's say a person has a Din Torah with a non-Jew. So what do Chazal say? Push it off. Because it's a bad mazel. It's a bad mazel. Does that mean push it off until Chodesh Elul? Or only push it off until after Tisha B'Av? Or push it off until the week after Tisha B'Av? When exactly is the part of Mematin B'Simcha? Is that the entire month? Or is it only a part of the month? So the issue also depends. Let's go the other way around. Let's go to Adar. Kishem Sheh Mematin b'simcha mechodesh Av, marbin b'simcha mechodesh Adar. The Shulchan Aruch equates Adar to Av. They're exactly the same. One you marbe, one you are memayit. What is the halach of ribu simcha mechodesh Adar? Is that the entire month, or is it only until Purim? When does it go? So it's totally zeh b'zeh. According to many poskim, it's the entire month. The ribui in simcha in Chodesh Adar is not just until Purim. It's after Purim, because after Purim we're looking forward to Pesach. It starts a process. What? Shloish Yoyim. It's already within Pesach. So the ribui of simcha in Chodesh Adar is the entire month. Memela, since Chazal also equate Chodesh Av to Chodesh Av, the Milot of Simcha, and all of the laws that are associated with the Milot of Simcha apply to the entire month, not just until Tishvav. Now you can't tell me that's true when it comes to meat and wine and clothing and haircut, because that we definitely do, that we definitely do after Tishvav. Well, go a step back. Whoever told you eating meat and drinking wine is because of Simcha? Wine and meat is because of the Chormes HaMegash. Look at Simcha, the male after Tisha B'Av, that's why it's mutter once again. It was because of Simcha, then it would be forbidden even after Tisha B'Av during the entire month. What about taking a haircut? What about cleaning your clothing? Okay, that'll appear. Is that part of Simcha? Maybe it's not. That's part of Avelos. Avelos is not necessarily a conflict with Simcha, the different Yodim, because these are all very big dilemmas. Now here's what the Chassam Sofer says. Chassam Sofer says very fast thing. He says that he holds that all this halacha only applies until Tisha B'Av. The miut, we do not compare Chodesh Av to Chodesh Nisan. And the miut of Simcha only goes until Tisha B'Av. After Tisha, everything is mutter. And you have Simcha, you can go to Din Torah, and certainly after Tu B'Av, that's for sure. How could it be? But it says Yemen Ma'id and Chodesh Av. Chassam Sofer says after Tisha B'Av, it's no longer called Chodesh Av. Chodesh Av is over. There's a new Chodesh. It's called Chodesh Menachem. There are really 2 months. There are 2 months in this coming. There's a month that goes for 10 days, 9-10 days until end of Tisha B'Av, 10 day of Av, and then the remainder of the month is a Chodesh Menachem. So Mevorchim Chodesh Menachem Kama Av. We're mevorich 2 separate months this coming Shabbos in the thought of the Chassam Sofer. This is a Chassam Sofer to be taken literally, or the Chassam Sofer is more homiletic? I don't know. I don't know how far he goes with this. I would assume it's more of a machshava drush, sort of a drush. But it's a very interesting idea. These are his words. These are his words. Ayin behagoyos Chassam Sofer de svirulei. I'm quoting you. Ad achar tisha b'av. That the prohibition of all of the restrictions until Tisha B'Av, the achar kach kvar chal kvar havei chodesh acher. After Tisha B'Av begins a new month, and the name of the month is v'hainu shenigres Menachem. It's called Menachem. 2 separate months. This and this month. Very interesting idea. Okay, next. Let's go to another amazing idea. What is the relationship? Why is chodesh Adar and Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Av related? Why are these 2 months related to each other? What's the shame that we are memayit in Simcha and Chodesh Av, we mar ben Simcha and Chodesh Adar? My inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. In Chodesh Av, there was the Chorban. In Chodesh Adar, there was the Nes of Purim. And also in the Gemara, they used the word Mazel. They used the word Mazel. What's Mazel? Is that a person has a Din Torah, you should not have a Din Torah with the guy because a person's roe mazle. We have a weak mazel. What are you talking about? Ein mazel li Yisrael. Isn't there a principle that Klal Yisrael is not subject to any constellation, anything as luck, anything as mazel? What exactly is going on? So he quotes here from, who does he quote here from? This is his own idea. Onam, he says here, an unbelievable idea. The whole Sefer is worth it just for this. Onam, nirla niyastaiti. Just with this word, it's Kedai to buy the Sefer. He says, the truth is, Av, what is Purim all about? The Goyrol. Haman, he cast lots, Goyrolis. The whole Churban of Klal Yisrael was meant to happen on the day that came out according to the lottery. That's a mazel. I mean, that at least, the mazel then doesn't mean I mean the constellation, your luck. The whole event came about through guys in Teva that Haman cast a lottery and happened to fall out on this day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu transformed this day into a day for Yom Tov. Titois Harasha, the Churban Beis HaMikdash also began with a lottery. Titois Harasha was sent to destroy Yerushalayim. What did he do? I don't want to destroy Yerushalayim. I'm afraid. Maybe it's not meant to be. So he shot an arrow in this direction, and it went here. In this direction, he went there. Wherever he shot the arrow landed in the direction of Yerushalayim. He asked the child off the street, "What did you learn today? What did you learn today?" And the child said to him, and the child said to the pasuk in Eicha, "Vayeval." The child told him the pasuk, which indicated that he will be successful in destroying Yerushalayim. So Titus was just like Haman. Haman cast lots. Titus Harasha, he also cast lots by shooting arrows, asking children, "What did you learn today?" And the conclusion was, "You will be successful." So Mamela, both of these months indeed are months where an event happened because of what appears to the naked eye as a mazel, the lots of Titus and the lots of Haman. It just so happened when it comes to Haman, Hashem and Rachmanis, when it came to Titus, we were not so lucky. So therefore, that's why there is a relationship between these 2 months. Okay, that's very, very fascinating idea. Okay, now let me tell you another idea. Shidduchim. What day of the year? This is a novel idea, and I don't know if it's true. I suspect that there are problems in the logic of what he's saying, but it's so amazing, I'll tell it to you anyway, and you can think about all of the defects in the logic behind his idea. Ask the average person, what day is the day that's the most misugal to be mispalel for a shirach? What? Tubav, right? They go pay only, give $1 million, and someone will go and they'll pray for you by Tubav, they'll go to Meron, right? You see all the advertisements, all the Mekubalim, it's all about Shidduchim. Tubav, right? Is that what the average person would say? If you don't want to say Tubav, so maybe you'll say Rosh Hashanah, Tiyam Hadin. You have another day you want to suggest that's a good day for Shidduchim? I don't know. You'll be creative, you'll find other days. So he says over here that you got it all wrong. It's not Tubav, it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's not Yom Kippur, it's not Purim. You know when the day... What? It certainly is. You know when the day that's the most misugal to be mispalel for Shidduchim and you will succeed is Tisha B'Av. How can you say that? Prove it. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Magen Avraham, it says in the Ritva, it's a Rishon. The Ritva says that you're allowed to get engaged on Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to get engaged during the 9 days, and you're allowed to get engaged Shulchan Aruch, and even on Tisha B'Av, before Chatzos, before they get an Ali, you say, Rabbi Yisrael, Mazel Tov, so-and-so is engaged. On Tisha B'Av, Bo Ba'yom, before Chatzos. Hayitacha, you can do such a thing against the spirit. It's Simcha. Simcha. On Tisha B'Av, it's the Korban Avelos. Hayitacha. So what does it say in Chazal? Shema Yikadmena Acher Berachim. It's Pikuach Nefesh. Someone may steal my Shidduch. And then I'm done. I'm doomed. Someone steals my shidduch. V'ani, on the aniva. Where am I going to go if someone stole my shidduch? Right? What are you going to do? So shema, yikadmena, it's a whole life of Tisha B'Av. The whole life is one big Tisha B'Av then. Shema, yikadmena, acher, berachamim. Yes, Rav Gibbs. Okay, Rabbi, so listen to this. Yes, Rav Gibbs. What in the world are you talking about? Shema, yikadmena, acher, berachamim on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the only day of the year where you don't have to worry about that because Sosam Tifilasi. It says in Eicha that on Tisha B'Av Hashem shut out my prayer. Sosam Tifilasi. And that is why we don't say Tiskabel when we finish the Shemona Esrei. And that is why we don't wear a talis, because a talis is tzur of tefillah. We don't wear tefillin, because tefillin means Lashon Yochin is tefillah. There are a million Ramazim on Tisha B'Av don't have to daven today. You know why? Hashem doesn't want to hear from you. Hashem is not interested in hearing from your tefillahs because you misbehave, so don't throw a temper tantrum on Tisha B'Av. Don't be a crybaby because Hashem is not sosam tefilasi. So if it's one day a year that you don't have to worry, I don't have to worry that someone's going to steal my shidduch, it's Tisha B'Av. Shema, yikaner, sakon. Shidduch is bashert. What, someone's going to take it away? How could they take it away? Berachamim. Today they're going to take it away with rachamim? No way! The gates of tefillah are closed. But Chazal say it could happen. It could happen. What do you mean it could happen? It must be that this gate is not closed. And Adarabba, if everyone else is closed, all the gates are closed, all the koiches of tefillah are channeled towards this one gate. So that means the ultimate day to be mispalel for a shidduch is Tisha B'Av morning. All the gates of tefillah are closed with the exception of this. And that means that's the only office, that's the only line open for business. Isn't that an amazing idea? Now you think about this, it's even a fact, think a little bit about it. Okay, it means before, well, you think about it. But it's a brilliant idea, a creative idea to look at the Mamori Chazal and look at the contradictions and to come up with this idea. I mean, you should go make $1 million on this. you can go make a whole campaign on this and have people give me money, charge people money to be mispal for them. The Gedolei Hador, give money and the Gedolei will read your name. You know, you see all those pictures, the Kupat Ha'ir.
Rabbi Kron started a new campaign.
Yeah.
At 12 o'clock on Kupat.
Yeah.
Which is 6 o'clock in Israel, 6 o'clock in California, and everyone say
for shidduchim. Okay, very nice. Okay, so this is his very unique idea. So let's do another quick idea. Okay, interesting idea. Now, another idea from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, Chassam Sofer is very disturbed with this principle of that you're not supposed to have a din Torah with a guy because the mazel is weak. What about the rule, ein mazel li Yisrael? What's going on over here? So the Chassam Sofer says something very fascinating. He says, it's lav dafka. When it means ein mazel li Yisrael, and when it means that the mazel is weak, it doesn't mean literally weak. It means the mazel of the guy is strong. That's all it means. A Jew has no mazel. Ein mazel Yisrael. You have a din Torah with the guy the whole year round, so it's me against you. I have the koyach tefillah, I have siyat shmaya, zchus ois, koyach tefillah, v'chulu v'chulu. The guy, what does the guy have? He has mazel. Hashem gave him a certain mazel to be successful. That's whatever he has, he has. But his mazel is just average, whatever it is. In Chodesh Av, the mazel of the goy is on steroids. It's high. He has a strong. I am the same. Nothing changed by me. I am exactly the way I was in Chodesh Adar. That's how I am in Chodesh Av. Nothing has changed by me. It's just that my opposition, my competition, has gone all the way up. So now I need much greater zuchusim, much greater merit to overcome his strong mazel. Same thing with Chodesh Adar. Ein mazel Yisrael. Why should we go and have a dinner with the guy during Chodesh Adar? Is because there's no mazel for me, but here his mazel is weak, he's vulnerable. The whole year round, he's average. Adar, the guy is weak, b'meil I'm going to succeed. L'may nafkamina, this is correct, that the mazel of a guy is stronger versus the common understanding of our era is that the Jew's mazel is stronger. What happens if you have a din Torah with another Jew? Let's he talks about here, I don't know why he has to say it like this. Let's say you have a din Torah with a religious Jew. A Jew is mamish a koifer. Let's say a Jew is a koifer. Okay, a Jew that's mamish totally off the derech, an apostate. But he's Jewish. He's Jewish. So if you learn the pshat is that your mazel is strong, if you learn that your mazel is weak, like this pshat is, don't go have a din Torah doing chodesh ah because your mazel is weak. When I'm going up against a Jew who is not religious, I don't know why I'm saying not religious. Even if he is religious, let's just focus on his case. Who is not religious doesn't make a difference. My mazel is weak. This koifer, no, but whatever he has going for him, that's why he says he's not religious. He's not religious. He doesn't have the zuchusim. He's behaving like a guy. So he doesn't have that. I'm not mechuyev to lose money because of him.
Even he's another Jew, he has chusim, but your mazel is weak.
My mazel is weak, so therefore I'm going to lose.
You don't take a chance.
I'm going to lose. But if the lomus is not that my mazel is weak. My mazel is what it is. But a guy has a powerful mazel l'chayr d'shadah. A Jew who is irreligious does not have any more powerful mazel during Chodesh Av. It's all the same. He's a Jew, is a Jew. There's no more. So he, whatever he is, he is. So the Melo, you can go to a Din Torah l'chatchila during Chodesh Av.
But the Beit Din are closed in
That's another issue. Okay, that's a technical issue. So this will be a very fascinating nafkamina should you go to a Din Torah against a Jew who's not religious during Chodesh Av. If it's the lomdus is my mazel is weak, so my mazel is weak, I'm going to lose. If the lomdus is I'm not my mazel is not weak, my mazel there's no mazel in mazel Yisrael. It's the goyim who are given a powerful mazel during Chodesh Av. So if he's a goy, he's a goy, I got a problem. If he's a Jew, no matter how irreligious he is, he's a Jew. Yisrael shechata Yisrael. There's a famous joke. There was a certain rabbi. He came in. He was part of this like this organization. Let's say have a council where you meet with tzedakas. They have representatives. I forgot who they said this about. Was it a sheriff or someone else? They have a whole council for tzedakah. And on this council, they have representatives from all the different denominations. You have the Reform and the Conservative, egalitarian, this and this. You name it. The Women of the Wall are there also. No, we have to be fair. It's, after all, liberalism, so we'll let an Orthodox Jew also participate. An Orthodox rabbi can represent the Orthodox community. So he comes into the meeting, and they see the Orthodox rabbi in his garb, and his top hat, and his frock, and his, you know, and they right away all attack him. They all attack, and they say, oh, he's Orthodox, so we're not going to give him any money. We're going to, you know. So he says, Yisrael, afal pi sheloi chata Yisrael hu. No one's laughing. There's a Chazal say by Ochan, Yisrael shechata. If a Jew rachmanu litzlan sins, Yisrael shechata. Yisrael hu. He's still a Jew. That's what he's saying over here is. Then take a Jew to a Din Torah during Chodesh Adar. If it's because of your mazel shvach, don't do it. You're a mazel shvach. If it's because the goy's mazel is strong, the goy's mazel, he's not a goy. He's a Jew. And even though he's a goy, he's behaving like a goy. No, Yisrael, afal pi shechata, Yisrael. So there's no, he doesn't have any better mazel than you, so you can go to a Din Torah during Chodesh Adar. The Chazal is Yisrael Shechoto, Avri Shechoto Yisraelu. So the joke here was, this rabbi walks into the Jewish Oral Council, where they have representatives from the entire Klalis, from the entire Jewish people, and they attack him, and they abuse him, they harass him, because he's Orthodox, because he's religious. So he says to them, Yisrael, Afal Pi Sheloi Choto Yisraelu. Just because I'm religious and I didn't do any averus like all of you apikarsim over here, I'm also Jewish. I also have a right to make a few dollars.
When it comes to Shema Yikabenu Acher,
yeah,
it's very, you know, there's a very deep thing in it. You're talking on Tisha B'Av, where there's the chayta of there was no achdus.
Yeah,
and a guy's getting fine, finally found the shidduch, and you can grab it away from him.
Not nice.
No, it's not nice. The halacha is yes. If you find, you say this girl is for me, I don't care if someone else has got.
All right, this is all right. Whatever this is.
That's the
halacha. This is also halacha. Ani am habich b'charara.
And ani. It's not called ani. Ani
am habich b'charara. Surely.
It says that when it comes to shidduchim, you got to do what's good for you, and even if it's Tisha B'Av and everyone's sad and everyone thinking about achdus. And you should go ahead and grab it because this is, I think,
alright, whatever.
Otherwise, it would be a thing of.
Alright, we're out of time, so I'll tell you one more short idea. One more short idea over here to include is he goes off now on an entire discussion of mazel. What is mazel? What exactly is the definition of mazel? A mazel is strong. The word mazel is used as you. The person gets married, you say they have mazel tov. The person gets married, simply, we say mazel tov. What is mazel? What is it all about? So it's not really clear. He basically shows that it's used throughout Chazal in many, many different ways. Sometimes mazel refers to an advocate in Shemayim. Mazel Tov means in Shemayim, your ancestors, or Malachim, they should serve as your advocate. For example, the classic example is in the famous Chazal, Mesh Rabba, Ein lecho kol Esev ve'esev milamata, she'ein loy mazel milamala. Every single blade of grass, there's a mazel milamala. Ha'oimelo that says to it, Gadel. In that context, what there are shim nuschois. Other nuschois say there's a koichov, there's a star. But pashtus is, it means there is an advocate, there's a malach. An advocate, that's the mazel, because ain mazel li Yisrael. So why then do we say mazel tov? Mazel tov means that in Shemayim, the pamalia shalmaila should present advocates on your behalf. Okay, then another example, he says, very famous chazal, bini chaye umizoyne, la bizuchusa talia milsa, ela bimazla talia milsa. It's another very famous application, usage of the word mazla. What does that mean? Children, a parnasa, how long a person will live does not depend on your zuchus, your merit depends upon your mazla. What does that mean? So he explains that what it means is, he quotes here a marsha, is this known? Is this not the Mashiach? He quotes. Wait, let me tell you. The Noam Elimelech, the famous Noam Elimelech. We never quote here Noam Elimelech. And he says very far, he says that anything that is necessary for the Kiyum Ha'olam does not depend upon a person's Zuchus. It depends upon the Zuchus, his predecessors. Hashem gives it to you not for free. There has to be a merit, and he interprets it to mean the Zuchus of us. Bini, children, living your whatever is meant to be for you to live, and your parnasa, that is something that is necessary for the kiyum ha'olam. The world cannot exist if people are not going to have children. People are not going to live a certain amount of time. They're not going to have parnasa. The world will just come to an end. So since these things are necessary for the kiyum ha'olam, Hashem gives it b'mazla. He interprets mazla, like we said before, that the zuchus of us. Hashem looks back to the previous generations and finds merits and uses those merits to your account to give you what you do not deserve because it's necessary for the world to exist. And he explains, that's the pshat by Avram. Avram Avinu, Hashem took him out of the itztagninus, took him out of his, and he gave him, tsei mi itztagninus shalcha, because Avraham did not have zuchus avos. Avraham, so Adam Elimelech says this, Avram was the son of Terach, Haran, all a long line of Oedev and Zara. So Avraham, the world will go on with people besides him because other people, in Echlam, they were Shem, but they have Shemus, you have nothing. So Hashem took him out of the Etztagninus, he gave him his own merit, and that's why he was Zeichot Av Yitzchak, Bini, Chaye, Mzanis. When you see the context of Adam Elimelech, the Taich of Mazel means Zuchus Ovos. According to what we said before, it means an advocate in Shemayim, a malach. A malach doesn't mean necessarily Hashem's kindness, an advocate, a defense lawyer. Doesn't mean there's zuchus of us. A malach titus mazel to mean zuchus of us. Have a wonderful day.